Good morning. This is Leading Age DC, Leading Age Maryland, Leading Age Ohio, Leading Age Virginia, Tuesday Stand Up. Today we welcome Allison Spangler from Health Quality Innovators, who's going to talk about the new MDS coding and phase 2 documentation requirements for antipsychotic care use in long-term care. Take it away, Allison.
Thank you, Deborah, and good morning, everyone. On September 28, 2016, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, released revised nursing facility regulations. These regulations apply nationwide to any nursing facility that accepts Medicare and/or Medicaid reimbursement. Regulations about unnecessary drugs and antipsychotic drugs have been moved from the quality of care section to the pharmacy services section. Some provisions have been moved but not changed. These include protection from unnecessary medications, requirements for gradual dose reductions, and the use of behavioral interventions in order to discontinue these drugs unless clinically contraindicated. In addition, the pharmacy services regulation includes a broader category of psychotropic drugs, along with new controls over as-needed or PRN psychotropic drugs. The revised regs also expand requirements for drug regimen reviews. Most provisions related to unnecessary drugs, antipsychotic drugs, and drug regimen reviews became effective November 28, 2016. The exceptions are provisions relating to the medical chart review and psychotropic drugs, which become effective November 28, 2016. Protections that previously applied solely to antipsychotic drugs have been expanded to all psychotropic drugs. The category of psychotropic drugs now includes antipsychotics as well as antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and hypnotics. The expansion of this drug category addresses the concern that as use of antipsychotic medications decreases, use of other psychotropic medications might increase. Requirements that apply to antipsychotic medications now apply to all psychotropic medications, and these are, one, residents who have not used psychotropic drugs are not given these drugs unless the medication is necessary to treat a specific condition as diagnosed and documented in the clinical record. And two, residents who use psychotropic drugs will receive gradual dose reductions and behavioral interventions unless clinically contraindicated in an effort to discontinue these drugs. The regulations and guidance are intended to ensure psychotropic medications are used only when the medication or medications is appropriate to treat a resident's specific, diagnosed, and documented condition, and the medication or medications is beneficial to the resident, as demonstrated by the monitoring and documentation of the resident's response to the medications. There are now two types of PRN drug limitations, which are PRN orders for psychotropic medications excluding antipsychotics, and PRN orders for antipsychotic medications only. PRN orders for antipsychotic drugs are more restricted. They are limited to 14 days and may not be extended. Let me repeat that. PRN psychotropic drug orders are limited to 14 days and may not be extended. If the attending physician or prescribing practitioner wishes to write a new order for the PRN antipsychotic, the prescriber must first evaluate the resident to determine if the new PRN antipsychotic order is appropriate. It is important to note that report of the resident's condition from facility staff to the attending physician or prescriber practitioner does not constitute a prescriber evaluation. Beginning in November 2017, a licensed pharmacist must complete a monthly review of each resident's entire drug regimen and report irregularities to the attending physician and the facility's medical director and director of nursing, and these reports must be acted upon. Another new provision requires the physician to document his or her review of the pharmacist's report. Any action taken to address irregularities identified by the pharmacist and any rationale for not making recommended changes. How have you communicated this change to every physician in your facility? Also, facilities are now obligated to develop and maintain PNPs for drug regimen review that include time frames for the different steps in the process and steps the pharmacist must take when an irregularity is identified requiring urgent action to protect the resident. Now for the MDS changes. Let's move on to the RAI Manual Antipsychotic Medication Update. CMS's new RAI Manual version 1.15 just went into effect on October 1st, 2017, and has added items and guidance that align with the regulations. An antipsychotic medication review has been included. Each aspect of antipsychotic med use has important associations with the quality of life and quality of care of residents receiving these medications. As part of all medication management, the interdisciplinary team must consider non-pharmacological approaches. Educating the nursing home staff and providers about non-pharmacological approaches in addition to and or in conjunction with the use of medication may minimize the need for medications or reduce the dose and duration of those medications. When planning resident care, the indications for initiating, withdrawing, or withholding medications, as well as the use of non-pharmacological interventions, are determined by assessing the resident's underlying condition, current signs and symptoms, and preferences and goals for treatment. This includes the identification of the underlying cause or causes, since a diagnosis alone may not warrant treatment with medication. Target symptoms and goals for use of these medications should be established for each resident, and progress should be evaluated routinely. Possible adverse effects of these medications should be well understood by nursing staff. Educate nursing home staff to be observant for these adverse effects, and implement systemic monitoring of each resident taking any of these medications to identify adverse consequences early. Item N0450, the antipsychotic medication review, is a new Section N item. CMS's rationale for this new item is the use of unnecessary medications in long-term care settings can have a profound effect on the resident's quality of life. Antipsychotic meds are associated with increased risks for adverse outcomes. And in addition to assuring that antipsychotic medications are being utilized to treat the resident's condition, it is also important to assess the need to reduce these medications whenever possible. When care planning for residents receiving antipsychotic medications, the facility should identify residents receiving antipsychotic medications to ensure that each resident is receiving the lowest possible dose to achieve the desired therapeutic effects. Monitor for appropriate clinical indications for continued use, and implement a system to ensure gradual dose reductions are attempted at recommended intervals unless clinically contraindicated. This section requires a review of the resident's MAR to determine if the resident received an antipsychotic medication since admission, entry, or reentry, or the prior OBRA assessment, whichever is most recent. If the resident received an antipsychotic medication, review the medical record to determine if a GDR was attempted. And if a GDR was not attempted, review the medical record to determine if there is physician documentation that the GDR is clinically contraindicated. MDS coordinators now have to document the date of the last attempted GDR or the date the physician documented the GDR as clinically contraindicated. It will be extremely important for your physicians to have these two things clearly documented in the clinical record. When coding this item, remember, any medication that has a pharmacological classification or therapeutic category as an antipsychotic medication must be recorded in this section regardless of why the medication is being used. Do not include gradual dose reductions that occurred prior to admission to the facility. Physician documentation indicating that dose reduction attempts are clinically contraindicated must include the clinical rationale for why an attempted dose reduction is inadvisable. Within the first year in which a resident is admitted on an antipsychotic medication or after the facility has initiated an antipsychotic medication, the facility must attempt a GDR in two separate quarters with at least 1 month between the attempts. Unless physician documentation is present, indicating a GDR is clinically contraindicated. After the first year, a GDR must be attempted at least annually, unless clinically contraindicated. Do not count an antipsychotic medication taper performed for the purpose of switching the resident from one antipsychotic medication to another as a GDR in this section. In cases where a resident is or was receiving multiple antipsychotic medications on a routine basis, and one medication was reduced or discontinued, record the date of the reduction attempt or discontinuation. If multiple dose reductions have been attempted since admission, entry, or reentry, or the prior OBRA assessment, record the date of the most recent reduction attempt. HQI's antipsychotic quality measure tip sheet has been included as a resource. The tip sheet provides a brief overview of the MDS coding requirements, coding accuracy tips, and an Ask These Questions section to guide the interdisciplinary team through a person-centered care thought process for reducing and managing antipsychotics in your facility. This concludes my presentation. Thank you all for your time. Deborah, thank you for allowing me to present today.